18 past 3 o'clock here at Q92, and time to head back down to Del Clark Lake near Canby. We've got a fishing tourney going on, and Paul Ramos got more news.
Take it away there, Paul.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, we're having a blast on Del Clark Lake here this afternoon. The second annual fishing tournament sponsored by Canby Sportsman Club and Canby Fire and Relief Association. And a lot of sponsors to thank. Over $15,000 in prizes, and some of the sponsors, we've been mentioning them all afternoon. We've got the R&H Construction, Vanguard Electric, Bridge Rock Financial Services, Runnings out of Canby, Sanford Canby Medical Center, SMI Hydraulics, Soil Smart, Southwest Insurance Services, Southwest Table Chair Rental, State Bank of Taunton, Sturbin's Auto Parts, Subway, The Massage Spot, Titan Machinery, True Value, Viessmann Trucking, and Wildy Air Service, right?
Yep.
All right, with me is, once again, is Casey Napkin. He's the a board member of the Canby Sportsman Club, and we want to welcome in Chad Hippler from Ice Castle Fish House out of Montevideo. Welcome, Chad.
Thanks, Paul.
Are you having a blast? You're setting up your houses out here.
You know, we just got out here, got set up. This is an awesome, awesome event, the way it looks. When we got here, it said there's about 100 fish houses out here ahead of us. And they've been coming in since.
Yeah, steady stream of fish houses coming here at Del Clark Lake. And Chad, Ice Castle Fish House is one of the sponsors here today.
Yep. Yeah, we love being a part of stuff like this, especially when it's fundraising. We want to be especially part of everything that goes on in our area.
Yep.
Come and participate and have some fun and help out how we can.
And we're in a very nice Ice Castle Fish House right now, right? It's almost 90 degrees in here.
Yeah, I mean, you can put your pants back on if you want anytime.
Okay,
I
will. You don't have to share that with the world there, Chad.
But I don't want to think about that, please, no.
Okay, man, yeah, just keep that to yourself then. So, Casey, you threw me off, Chad. Casey.
I'm still in a little shock here.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the activities tomorrow. We touched on last time with Evan today's activities, but tomorrow's a big day.
Tomorrow we're going to have the two-hour tournament from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll have rolls and food and a shack, $2 coffee, and we got hot chocolate in there. We are going to run pull tabs tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then also from 11 till 4, we got mental races, pro staff, instructions.
What was that?
Yeah, exactly. Product demo, burgers, brats. We're running our food shack tomorrow during the two-hour tournament. 1 p.m. starts the two-hour tournament, and it ends at 3. At 3:15, we're going to do some raffle winners, and then at 4, we're going to announce the 24-hour tournament along with the two-hour tournament. And what else am I missing?
Well, you know, even if you don't want to fish, just bring the family down here, just walk around. Plenty of things to do and see. That's where they got a huge tent up. There's a large food shack, a lot of food being served too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to serve food out of one of the Ice Castle fish houses out here. And just come out. Even if you don't want to fish, come out, buy a burger, walk around, and enjoy the nice weather we're finally having.
That's right. Chad, you brought a couple of Ice Castle fish houses out here for the Canby Sportsman Club to use. Is that what it was?
Yep. Okay. Yep. We're going to donate, let them use four different houses for them. One registration shack here, the media shack, and the fish wing operation here. And and then we brought an army of Ice Castles down here with us as well.
Okay, awesome. You got your own tournament coming up. Why don't you tell us about that quick?
We do. February 8th, 2 weeks away here. That's out on Lacaparra Lake out of Bolden's Pit. The Ice Castle Classic. This is number 7 we're doing this year.
7 years already.
Yep, it's been going good. You know, last year was challenging with all that, the snow especially in the cold weather. Things are shaping up now. I wish we had a weekend like what these guys got for this tournament. I'd pay good money to have this kind of weather.
And actually, Casey, there's really not a lot of snow on the lake here, is it?
Very little. And we're kind of an oddball lake going on right now with very little snow sitting out here.
How's Lacaparra sitting right now as far as ice thickness? Do you know, Chad?
Ice thickness is great. I had my youngest boy, Dylan, go out there yesterday and did a Facebook video showing ice thickness. 21 inches is what he said right in the tournament area.
Okay.
We got a little more snow to deal with up there, but this warm weather is shrinking the drifts down real nice. So we're shaping up to be a pretty good situation.
All right, so a 24-hour fishing tournament's going to begin at 4 o'clock, right?
Yep, sirens start at 4 o'clock.
I like that siren. They do a siren.
We have a Ranger with sirens on it through the fire department when we drive around and send the siren out.
Okay. And I know you're going just left to inspect some of the fishing houses. You have to do an inspection and stuff?
We are doing inspection right now. We got four Rangers, I think, out inspecting houses to make sure no one's or everyone's on the up and up, I'll say.
Never a problem with that, though.
You're,
really.
You're talking about make sure everybody has a beer in their hand.
Exactly. Yep. All
right. And we can be bribed. I mean, I didn't say that.
Hey, this has been great. Terry Overlander of Q92 will be here tomorrow broadcasting in the morning into the afternoon. So we got it covered well here today. So a lot of fun, you guys.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Anything, any other things to mention there?
The only thing is if you're rolling into town right now is to stop and get some food in town. Cambie offers a lot of different, we have everything in town, as we say, is what any other big town has.
Right.
You can find it in Cambie through a lot of our good sponsors. If you're looking for something, you will find it there.
That's right. Well, I stopped at Cornerstone Breakers coming in, and I'm stopping at PK's going out. How's that?
All right. If you're sitting around nothing to do this weekend, you don't have a good excuse not to be out here. The weather's going to be awesome. This is a great event.
Right. So come on out to Del Clark Lake just outside of Cambie here, and you can either participate in the ice fishing tournament or just observe. And like Casey said, a lot of kids' things tomorrow. And that starts at, what, tomorrow, 11 or 10 o'clock somewhere in there, kids' activities.
Yeah, and one last thing, we don't have it on our Facebook site, but Glacial Lake Snow Bear out of Assistant, South Dakota, is sending down a snow bear to give kids a ride around the lake.
I heard about that. Yeah, that's cool. Pretty cool. All right, Chad and Casey, thanks a lot for the time, and thanks for asking us to come down.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for letting us be a part of it, Casey, and Paul, thanks for coming down.
You bet, and I'll be at the Ice Castle Fish Houses in a couple weeks.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep.
Thanks, guys. All right, Chad Hippler and Casey Napkin here at Del Clark Lake. Once again, the second annual fishing tournament sponsored by Cambie Sportsman Club and Cambie's Fire Relief Association. A lot of sponsors that we thanked throughout the afternoon. Once again, Terry Overland will be on there a little after 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with more broadcasts here from Del Clark Lake. And so with that, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you.